Thank you. да, это на русском языке.
Where did this come from? This isn't Russian.
That's why I'm asking.
What is it?
That's
oh,
it.
Another cat.
No, that's not it. The name on his bag is Russian. I thought maybe somebody had it with him. That's why I stopped. May not work. I was going to read from and chant the bhajan. Can I go? You can garland guys? Before I can do it, I have to see if you can see the bhajan on the screen. Somebody just gave me this 2 days ago.
There's a. Can you turn on that lamp over there? There's a lamp behind you up on the. If you turn that on, and then we can maybe turn off the bright light if we need.
Well, let's see. Chant the bhajan, and I can speak from it. Is that readable?
Can everyone see it?
Okay. If somebody has to switch the page when we get there.
Please go ahead. I'm sorry, you
could be a page switcher.
Huh?
I could be a page switcher.
You could be a page switcher?
Yeah, I think so, if I can figure out how this could work.
Well, see those pages on the left?
Oh, I see. Whoa.
It doesn't do exactly what you want it to do. Here it is right there. Click there. See? That's you are an official page switcher. <That's great>. You've been trained up on the job. Ooh. What a surprise. How's your health? Nice to see you. Okay. I mean, there's a few of them, but I just thought of this one. It's a wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada on this bhajan, Glor Pahu. I'll read first the translation. And then... we can chant the bhajan, that's okay. And then we can read Prabhupada's commentary. And maybe Giriraj Maharaj might be inspired to say something. Very wonderful commentary. translation. I did not consider worshipping Lord Garanga, but instead brought about my spiritual ruin by neglecting that treasure trove of pure love of God. I gave up the association of the saintly devotees to enjoy myself in the company of the ungodly. Therefore, I am bound up by the snare of karma. I am always drinking the dangerous poison of sense gratification. Thus, I can never absorb myself in the blissful nectar of chanting the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Why am I still living, and what happiness do I have? Narottam Das says, why have I not died long ago? This is not only Narottam Das's, Thakur's lamentation. If I cannot come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and his associates, it would be better for me to die. Heavy. We'll read the commentary after we chant the bhajan. I hope it's not too difficult to chant.
Thank you.
Before I read the purple, can I tell a little story?
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes I feel I have to give credit where credit is due. Although I don't do justice to what I learned from Badahari Das Prabhu. But it all happened. I can't remember what year it was. I'll have to ask Badahari Das Prabhu. He's here. Fortunately, I'll be able to ask. I was in Alachua. And Badahari Das Prabhu was living there, as he still is, I believe. And one day I went up to Badahari Das Prabhu. By the way, his name is Badahari Das Prabhu. A lot of people call him Badahari Das. But it's actually Badahari Das Das. I think he just surrendered to it. But I went up to Badahari Das Prabhu and I said, can I learn some bhajans from you? And he was his typical humble self. Really saying, you know, why would you want to learn any bhajans from me? Because I said, I know you chant bhajans very nicely. So I said, why not just we get together while I'm here and we just sing some bhajans. You lead them and I'll record them and I'll learn some bhajans from you. So he agreed. And I think two or three nights we sat down together and he led all these different bhajans. This melody I learned from him and many other bhajans I learned from him. And I recorded them. Well, actually I didn't record them. Panchatattva was the devotee named Panchatattva Das. He recorded them all. I don't remember how many there were. I have them all too. Badahari Das Prabhu was leading them and I was playing the Vrindanga because I was the only one there. And Panchatattva was playing kartals. And we recorded bhajan after bhajan after bhajan, night after night after night. And I kept these bhajans with me and I sit down and meditate on them and learn them. And then one day I said, but I realized that there's a very valuable jewel being kept hidden in Alachua. He's not here. And I think it must have been like 1997, because right around the time we began our Ukraine festival. So I said, why don't you come over to Ukraine to our festival and teach bhajans to the devotees and give a bhajan seminar. And in his natural humility, he was thinking himself unqualified, but I said, no, don't worry about it. He was thinking, well, what would I do? I said, just do what you do. And he came the following year. He came to our festival. And the devotees naturally fell in love with him. And they wanted him to come regularly. He came regularly. And he was just hiding in Alachua up until that point. Then, of course, he started to become known, well-known among some of the leaders. And I think the rest is history, who actually snatched him up. It doesn't come to the UK festival every year like he used to, but I couldn't engage him all year round like the Maharaj engages him. But I have to give credit that practically all the bhajans I've learned were all from Badahari Das Prabhu. And like I said, I don't do justice to them, but Nisha.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bhu.
Nice to see you. Thank
you. Well, Radha Damodar Devotee.
We used to be in the band together, doing book distribution.
That was a short time. I never left Boston to join Bharadamada. It was just a joint venture. Go back to Michael back then. Huh?
You're like an elephant.
Some people say like that. No, that's just more like a bull in a china shop. But anyways, I always feel that I'm obliged that whenever I'm chanting bhajans to give credit to Bada Hari Das Prabhu. And I recently just told the story for the first time in ages. And when I told the devotees, I had all these recordings from Bada Hari Das. They all started asking me, really? So they're posted in my mind, if anybody wants to, like, they're available. Many different bhajans that he chanted and recorded, and some of them, only some of them have I learned. As I said, there's a very nice commentary to this bhajan. What time is it?
8 o'clock.
Okay. Prabhupada speaking. Gorapahu na bhajiya goyenu prema ratana dana hilaya harayan. This is another song by Narottam Das Thakur. He is saying that I have invited my spiritual death by not worshipping Lord Chaitanya. Gorapahu na bhajiya goyenu. Gorapahu means Lord Chaitanya. And na bhajiya, without worshipping goyenu, I have invited spiritual death. And adame yatane kari dhanu tayenu. Why I have invited spiritual death? Because I am engaged in something which is useless and I have rejected the real purpose of my life. Adama means valueless things. And dhana means valuables. So actually, every one of us, neglecting our spiritual emancipation, we are engaging in material sense gratification, and therefore we are losing the opportunity of this human form of body to elevate myself on the spiritual platform. This human body is especially given to the conditioned soul to take a chance for spiritual emancipation. So anyone who does not care for spiritual emancipation, he is inviting spiritual death. Spiritual death means to forget oneself that he's spirit. That is spiritual death. So in the animal life, it is fully forgetfulness. They cannot be reminded in any circumstances that they are not this body. They are different from this body. It is only in this human form of body, human form of life, one can understand that he is not this body, he is spirit soul. So by chanting Hare Krishna, one can easily understand this fact, and by worshipping Lord Chaitanya, following his principles and ways, one can chant Hare Krishna and very easily come to the platform of spiritual understanding. But Narottam Das Thakur says on our behalf that we are neglecting this, therefore we are inviting spiritual death. Then he says that prema ratana dana halayu harayinu. Spiritual life means to develop real love. Everyone says love. There's so many signboards, so many papers, love, love. But there is no love. This is illusion. It is all lust. Love for intoxication, love for sex, love for this. This is going on. So actual love means love. This word can be applicable only with Krishna, with God, because we are created for that purpose. To love means to love Krishna, so that is wanted. That is spiritual love. So prema ratana, I could achieve that transcendental position of love, but I am neglecting, therefore I am calling my spiritual death. And these things are happening due to my past misdeeds. Due to my past deeds, misdeeds, I have got a type of body. Everyone who has got this material body, it is due to past misdeeds. Sometimes we call pious deeds,
Actually, so long one gets this material body, there is no pious deeds. Pious deeds means no more material body. That is pious deeds. Otherwise, it is to be taken as a fact that even Brahma, who is the chief living entity within the universe and has got a mass of years as duration of life, all power still, that is also considered as misdeeds. Because he has got the material body. So we are going deep down and down, one after another, body by our misdeeds. In the Bhagavad also it's stated that you do not know that by this sense gratificatory process they will have another body, and the body is the cause of material pains. Because I have got this body, therefore I feel headache, I feel stomachache, I feel this and that. But as soon as we are out of this material body, there's no more material pains. It is simply joyful life. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma. Prasanatma means joyful. As soon as one gets spiritual life, so due to my past deeds, I am missing this opportunity. Apanakara mara seva. And why it is happening? Sat sanga chari kainu asat yara vilas. I have given up the association of devotees, but I am associating with common nonsense men. Asat yara. Asat and sat. Sat means spirit, and asat means matter. So association of material attachment means implication in this material conditional life. So one has to make association with devotees. Satam prasangad mamaviya sambhado. One can understand about God only in association of devotees. Therefore we are advocating this Krishna consciousness movement, society. Actually you'll find one who comes to this society by associating a few days, a few weeks, he becomes conscious and he comes forward for initiation and further advancement. So this association is very important. And those who are conducting different centers and temples, they should be very responsible men. Because everything will depend on their sincere activities and character. If they are insincere, then that will not be effective. One may come and associate with us, but if we are insincere, then it will not be effective. But if the devotees are sincere, anyone who come in contact with a devotee, he'll change. That is the secret. Sat sanga chadi asat yara vilas. And as soon as we give up the association of these devotees, immediately Maya will catch me. Immediately. Maya is just side by side. As soon as we give up this company, Maya says, yes, come in my company. Without company, nobody can remain neutral. That is not possible. He must associate with Maya or Krishna. So everyone should be very much serious to keep association with devotees, with Krishna. Krishna means, when we speak of Krishna, Krishna means Krishna with his devotees. Krishna is never alone. Krishna is with Radharani. Radharani is with the gopis. And Krishna is with the cowherd boys. We are not impersonalists. We do not see Krishna alone. Similarly, Krishna means with Krishna's devotees. So Krishna consciousness means to keep association with the devotees of Krishna. Vishaya Vishama Visha Satata Kainu. And he says that I have drunk always the most dangerous poison of sense gratification. Vishaya Vishama Visha. Vishaya means sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These four principles are called Vishaya. And Vishama means dangerously. And Visha means poison. If one is simply engaged with these four principles of life, just like animals, then it is to be supposed that he is simply drinking poison. That's all. Vishaya Vishama Satata Kainu. I know this is poison, but I am so much intoxicated that I am drinking this poison every moment. Gora Kirtana Rase Magana Napainu. And I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement started by Lord Chaitanya. Oh, that is actually the fact. Those who are too much attached to materialistic way of life are always drinking the poison of sense gratification. They are not attracted by the Sankirtan movement. So at last, Narottam Das Thakur is lamenting. He's not lamenting, he's representing ourselves. If one comes to the point of lamentation, that is also very nice. He immediately becomes purified. Lamentation means purification. So he says, Kenu va achaya prana kichubali. Why I am living? I do not make association with the devotees. I do not take part in the Sankirtan movement. I do not understand what is Krishna. I do not understand what is Lord Chaitanya. Then what for I am living? This is lamentation. What is my happiness? What is the standard of my happiness? Why I am living? Narottam Das, Kena Nagila. Why I did not die long, long ago? I should have died. What is the meaning of my living? So it is not Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. Every one of us should think like that, that if we cannot make association with devotees, if we do not understand what is Krishna consciousness movement, if we do not come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and associates, it was better for me to die, and there is no other remedy. This is the substance of this song. Heavy. It's actually self-contained, profound explanation of this bhajan. So many valuable points. Spiritual life and spiritual death. What the Prabhupada say is spiritual death? Anyone remember?
Outside the association of devotees?
No.
Nothing to do with Bhagavad.
Well, in the beginning he said spiritual death is to forget that I'm spirit soul. Forget that I'm spirit soul. And what did he say spiritual life means? To develop real love. Spiritual death is to forget that I'm spirit soul. But Prabhupada emphasizes the point that spiritual life doesn't mean to realize I'm soul. It goes beyond that. Spiritual life means to develop real love. Because real love is the only remedy for becoming freed from material contamination, conditional life. Otherwise, ariya kuchjena parampadam tata patanti to yasmat nadrita yuzmadangraya. As Lord Brahma says, that one may perform severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position.
If he neglects the lotus feet of Krishna.
No, but I was thinking that he also says to achieve vimukta maninas. Yes, that's it. But if he neglects, imagine they are liberated. Yeah, imagine they are liberated. But if they fail to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, they fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they fail to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So even they perform severe austerities and penances to achieve mukti, vimukti maninas, right? To become freed, completely freed. Whereas we know, sarvapadava nirmaktam tapuradvena nirmalam hishikena hishikesha sevana bhakti ruchate, that when one is engaging in the service of Krishna, then savupadi vinaya muktam, immediately one becomes freed from all bodily designations simply by engaging in Krishna's service, by demonstrating one's love for Krishna. So, it is not sufficient simply to negate the material body, but real spiritual life means to develop real love for Krishna. That's what Prabhupada says. And then Prabhupada says, there's so many signboards, so many papers, love, love, love for intoxication, love for sex, love for this. This is going on. But it can only be applied with Krishna. Then he talks about some very important points about association. Association of devotees. Asat. Asatya. Sat Sangha Chadi Kainu Asatya Rabilas. I've given up the association of devotees by associating with common onsets men. When I was reading this, it made me think of a very brilliant explanation that Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura gives in his Śrī Bhakti Loka about Sangha. What does it mean to give up the association of worldly-minded persons? And he explains that the foundation for association is verse by Rupa Goswami, Hare Krishna, and Upadesha Sadvidapriti Lakshmanam. What is the beginning?
Dadati pratigrinati.
Dadati pratigrinati. Guyamakyati prishti. Bhunte bojayate chayavas. Sadviram priti lakshana. That the six types of loving exchanges that exist between one devotee and another is to give gifts, to accept gifts, to inquire confidentially, to reveal one's mind of confidence, and to give prasadam and accept prasadam. And he said, this is the actual basis of association. He says, association begins when there's affection. And he says, that's where association begins. He says, therefore, a devotee should understand that when dealing with worldly-minded persons, he reserves his affection. He keeps his affection for displaying his affection between devotees. But when, and he gives the example that just like a person may give food and charity. But a householder gives food and charity not out of affection, but he does out of duty. Right? So as he said, a person may exchange business exchanges, but there's no affection there. He simply does it out of his business sense of duty. And he says then when dealing with non-devotees, then one has to be very conscientious that if he deals with non-devotees in this way, he says it's impossible to give up physically being with non-devotees. He says it's not possible, especially for a householder. Because many times devotees, they say that, how do I be Krishna conscious? I have to work, I have to be with all these materialistic people, and I'm so obliged to them, and I have to deal with them every day, and you know, when I come home, I'm so frustrated that you know, I don't want to deal with anybody. I've had a whole day of it, and I just want to go hide in my bed. Devotees, they have so many different frustrations. But Bhaktivinoda Thakura makes it very, very clear that for a householder to be in the physical presence of a non-devotee is unavoidable. He has to be in physical presence. But he says, but it's not association unless there's affection. Therefore, he says, affection is reserved for relationships between Vaishnavas. And that's association. When we give, I could read it from Bhakti Loka, he elaborates on this point. But, therefore, it's very important for devotees to learn this principle. Sometimes people think that, well, we have to show affection to non-devotees. But if we can be merciful, we be kind, yes, but affection means that we serve them to please them. But if you please a non-devotee, there's nothing you can do to help them, because non-devotee will not be pleased by bhakti. Only his senses will be pleased. And if you try to please him and have affection for pleasing the non-devotee, then you become contaminated. Then it becomes asat sangha. That's That's when it becomes asatsanga. And Lord Chaitanya says, asatsanga tyaga e vaishnava echa stri sanga ekasaru krishna makta ar. Asatsanga tyaga. We have to renounce the association of worldly-minded persons. And but we can be dutiful in our dealings. I was just speaking to someone just yesterday, day before yesterday. She was telling me about how difficult it is with family. And you know, my family are complete non-devotees, and she's going to get the whole, you know, the whole thing here so many times. And when I told her what Lord Chaitanya said, that was it to Rupa Sanatan Goswami? He gave the example of the woman who has a paramour. And she's always very attentive to her household of duties, so that her husband never suspects. But within her heart, she's always thinking of her lover. So his instructions were given. That yes, we have to be attentive. And if even Prahlad Maharaj says it in his instructions, an ideal family life. This is when there's pressure from family members. Externally, we should agree, yes. Yes, you are right. You are completely right. But he says, but within the heart, he said, one should be convinced that one will not fall to the stoop to, I can't remember exactly the language he uses, it's used in the Bhagavatam. But he'll not become controlled by their whims. So a devotee is dutiful. But affection means sangha. That is sangha. That is real association. So that's why Prabhupada is describing here that we should develop affection, the association with devotees. And if I do not, if I'm neglectful, if I'm too material attached, I'm too much addicted to sense gratification, then he says the result is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is not attractive. And if Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is not attractive, better I would have died. That's the conclusion from Narottam Das. If I cannot be attracted to Lord Chaitanya and association of devotees, then better I would have died. Satsanga, what is it? Of course, another thing he also says, another nice, Krishna means, when we speak of Krishna, Krishna means Krishna with his devotees. Krishna is never alone. Krishna is with Radharani, Radharani is with the gopis. And Krishna is with the karma boys. This is that analogy I sometimes use in this connection. What is it? The analogy of the... What's the biggest mountain?
Everest.
Everest, yes. Yes, Mount Everest. I was thinking Meru. Analogy is given that sometimes if we look off in the distance, we see this big Mount Everest. But as we get closer, we see that there are many subordinate mountains next to Mount Everest. Mountains and valleys and so much variety. But when we're far away, all we see is Mount Everest. And the analogy is used that similarly, if we only see Krishna and we don't see Krishna's devotees, it means we're very far away. Because Krishna is always surrounded by his devotees. And if we want to be with Krishna, we have to be with Krishna's devotees. And we have to relish Krishna's association of Krishna's devotees. How to relish the association of Krishna's devotees? Ah, this is a secret. We talk about this topic very much. How to relish being in association with devotees. But it's learning. Dadati patagrinati. Relish association of devotees. Sometimes we hear this verse, Dadati patagrinati viyama gyati prishati. We think association of devotees means give and take. I give, I accept. I give, you give. But this is not relishing. This is a mercantile relationship. Real relishing means I give, and the other person says, oh, this is being given out of love. Although I do not need, I must accept. And then the exchange becomes complete. That's loving exchange. Although I'm not so inclined, I do not need, but this has been offered with love, because the person is offering it without expecting anything in return. He's just, here, please, take. This is the loving exchange. This is what Krishna does. Krishna says, if you offer me a leaf, flower, fruit, or water with love, I accept. Krishna's teaching us loving exchange. Doesn't say, if you offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, then I feel obliged. Well, of course, Krishna does feel obliged. But then it's in a different sense. I often tell that story. It's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's explanation of Maharaj Ambarish, and how Krishna is very much obliged to Maharaj Ambarish. And when Durvasa Muni came to Lord Vishnu, and Durvasa Muni was explained after he had been running away from the chakra in fear, he came and took shelter of the Lord, and the Lord said, I'm completely under the control of my devotee. I'm not independent, what to speak of my devotee. Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me. And then he says, the devotees are always in my heart, and I'm always in the heart of the devotees. The devotee doesn't think of anyone but me, and I don't think of anyone but him. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, what's this? When he creates a conversation between Krishna, what's it called? Purvapaksha? Huh?
Yes,
Purvapaksha, yeah. He creates this dialogue between the Lord and Durvasa, and Durvasa comes before the Lord, and he says, but I've come to you for shelter. Only you can remove this fear that I have, the Sudarshan chakra, because you invoked this chakra and put me in such a precarious situation. Please, can't you think of my suffering? Please, can't you have a heart? If I can't go to you, then who can I go to? And the Lord says to Durvasa Muni, he said, actually, my devotee is very dear to me. Because my devotee always takes me into the core of his heart. And he serves me there in the core of his heart very nicely. And because he serves me there in the core of his heart, so very nicely, always thinking me, always remembering me, I naturally want to give something in return. But what can I give to my devotee? My devotee doesn't want. I try to offer something to my devotee. I try to offer him wealth. He doesn't, not interested. I try to offer him power. Not interested. Nothing I can offer him. I want to please him, but if I offer him these things, he's not pleased by these things, because my devotee always says to me, I don't want that. I just want to serve. So Krishna says to Durvasa Muni, therefore I had to reach into the treasure house and take out my greatest treasure. He didn't want anything else. You're asking me to have a heart. There it is. I don't have it. Maharaj Ambarish has my heart. You're asking me to think of you? No, I can't think of you either. I only think of my devotee. So if you want me to think of you and you want my heart, don't come to me. I gave it to Maharaj Ambarish. You have to go to him. So Krishna, he also wants to reciprocate his affection, the affection of his devotees. But when Krishna reciprocates the affection of his devotees, he gives himself. In fact, he even tells them, was it Yudhisthira Maharaj? I see that Krishna is your guru, your god, your head of your family, but sometimes I see you become servant. I see the Lord becomes your servant, and therefore I can understand you must have bhakti. Krishna will give one liberation very easily, but he doesn't give bhakti so easily, because when he gives bhakti, he has to give himself too. So he gave himself to you, you must have bhakti. So Krishna is the teacher of loving relationships. And he's teaching us how to have loving relationships with devotees by selflessly serving Vaishnavas, not expecting anything in return. And this is love. Anya Balasa is a son of Jnana Kanamayamitam, Adukulinu Krishnanu, Srila Namakirutam. This is love. This is how to have loving, affectionate relationships with devotees. And if we can't have these loving, affectionate relationships with devotees, then Narottam Das says, better I would have died. Better I would have died. Maharaj, can you share your wisdom?
So my first thought about what you said,
was perfect and complete. Yes, and your the whole package. But I did think of one incident when Srila Prabhupada was staying at Mr. Sethi's house in the Juhu scheme, near the Juhu temple, when the whole Juhu land was embroiled in complications. And one morning, Srila Prabhupada was, you know, sitting with some of the senior devotees and discussing issues. And a person we didn't recognize came to the door of Prabhupada's room, and he was on the second floor. And the man was, you know, he's very dark complexion, very sinewy. I mean, we would, in India, they would say like a laborer. And he had just like a little white, faded cloth, like wearing it like a gamsha. And he came in. We were all looking at him. He came in right up to Srila Prabhupada's desk, low desk, and he placed some flowers on the desk and bowed down and walked out, stood up and walked out. And Srila Prabhupada was so moved that he couldn't speak. I mean, he was like choked up. And he quoted that verse, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati. And he said that, you know, how did he know I was here? You know, where did he get the flowers? And he was so moved, and he said, I'm just an insignificant living entity, and I'm so overwhelmed by this act of loving devotion. And just imagine Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he also feels overwhelmed by small acts of...
Prabhupada said that.
Yeah. So, yeah. On this subject of the association of devotees, Srila Prabhupada really did want us to care about each other, to be concerned about each other, take care of each other. When he noticed one devotee was missing from the class in the morning, and he asked, where is that devotee? And the other devotees didn't know. He said, you should know, you know. If the devotee is having some difficulty, you should help him. There are many instances when Prabhupada, of course, he taught by precept, but he also by example. When devotees were sick and other devotees weren't taking care of them, there's a one time in New Delhi after the Delhi Pandal, and Yamuna Devi was very sick, and you know, probably like personal care, and yeah, there were so many times there was a conference in Amritsar. This was in 1971, maybe even late 70. And so the hosts wanted to give Srila Prabhupada a presentation. It was cold. I think it was November. And so Prabhupada asked the organizers to provide sweaters. And then Prabhupada, that person, gave a sweater to each of the devotees with him. So I think that's really an important point, and about the affection. And when it's sort of a common saying that, you know, if you love the father, then you see all the other children as your brothers and sisters, and you love them too. And if, of course, Krishna and in our case, especially Srila Prabhupada, see each other as his children. And he had so much affection for his disciples. I mean, he really had affection for them. His Holiness Bhakti Jrutswami would also say that that was like one thing that really struck him about Srila Prabhupada, how much he loved the foreigners. It's inconceivable because we're like so unworthy, but he really loved the devotees. And I think of that story with Malati.
Cut my throat.
Yeah.
She'll cut her throat for me. And
I would do the same for her. So, yeah, this acharya teaches by example. And, yeah. But a lot of what he did for us, obviously, was to help us in Krishna consciousness. And again, teaching by example, he did things that were really difficult for him, for our sake. Like when we were at the Kumbh Mela, it was like really cold, and I mean, I was trying to be a staunch brahmachari back then, but even I was like, it was so forbidding to get out of my sleeping bag in the morning. It's just like easier to stay in. And so Prabhupada was seeing that devotees are getting up early and coming for Mangal Arati. So he, you know, at his age and in his frail health, he took a bath outside. There were pumps, hand pumps, and the really cold water would come on. And he did that, you know, for us to like wake us up. And you know, news spread, you know, Prabhupada's outside in the freezing cold, he's taking the water from the hand pump because we're not getting up. And so then that really sort of sent shockwaves through our little group, and then we started to do that because we didn't want Srila Prabhupada have to do that again. So, he really did a lot for us. I mean, everything, and of course his teachings, but also his personal example of care. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Taru.
Yes, Maharaj. If we could just...
What time is it?
It is 8:40-something. 8:44.
Wow.
Right on the schedule.
I think we'll end here. Thank you very much for coming and giving me this opportunity to be in your association. I'm happy to be in Dallas. Last time I was here was on 9/11/2001. Just not remember the exact date.
So the way you can hear.
It's okay, that's so important.
Nah, how about you?